This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Dr. Priscilla Chan, yesterday announced they'll give nearly all of their $45 billion to groups working to solve the world's problems. Specifically, they say, by focusing on advancing human potential and promoting equality. The couple made the announcement in celebration of the birth of their daughter, Max. Here now to talk about Zuckerberg's latest move is Phil Buchanan, president of the Center for Effective Philanthropy. Hello, Phil.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the Zuckerberg's first foray into large-scale philanthropy, which didn't go so well. There were mixed results from his $100 million donation to a nonprofit supporting Newark Public Schools. Now, that was a much smaller deal than this, but what do you think he may have learned from that experience?
Yeah, I think he's pretty explicit about what he learned, you know, in the announcement of this unbelievable pledge of, 99% of their Facebook shares. Explicitly talks about the need to take a long-term view, that change isn't going to happen quickly, and the need to engage directly with the people you're trying to help. And I think if there's one thing that wasn't in place in Newark, and this has been well documented, it was support and buy-in and engagement from the students and parents in the neighborhoods, in the schools that Zuckerberg and others were trying to support.
The Zuckerbergs have created a limited liability company that's as opposed to a nonprofit. So what are the benefits of an LLC?
You know, I think right now everybody's trying to figure out what does it mean that they established an LLC instead of a private foundation. And I'm not sure anybody really quite knows the answer. I think there's some speculation that they wanted more freedom to engage in the political process than a private foundation might have. There's speculation that maybe they want to maintain control in a way that would be more difficult if they'd established as a private foundation. And I think that also it's early days, and we may find out over time that the announcement was about the creation of this LLC, that ultimately what gets established are multiple entities, including a private foundation. I know that's not what they're saying now, but I think that may change as they figure out what's most effective given what they're trying to do.
And they face some criticism over how they're deciding to give away their money. Some folks are suggesting that the way they're going about this is essentially a tax dodge. What do you make of that?
I'm no tax attorney, but I doubt it. I mean, I guess I'm a little more trusting that the intentions here are as stated. Another reason why they may want to go the LLC route is a belief that some social good can be accomplished through investment in companies as opposed to grants to nonprofits. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
The Gates Foundation, which was run by another Silicon Valley CEO, is a big player on the international philanthropic scene. How do you think the Chan Zuckerberg entity will compare?
I think it'll just be so interesting to watch and see, and that it's very difficult to know. You know, one of the things that I do like about what Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan were very clear about was that this isn't easy stuff, and that they're going to learn as they go. And I think hopefully they will also learn from the history of philanthropic success as well as failure in this country. And I think, you know, we should expect that over the next 5 to 10 years, there are lots of twists and turns as they figure out how they're going to do this work, where they're going to focus. You know, it's a bigger amount than the Gates Foundation current assets today. So it's a big deal. There's no doubt about that.
Do you think this will have any effect on the foundation industry in New York City?
I mean, I think people will be watching with a lot of interest. You know, one of the interesting questions that foundations face is about the choice of whether to exist in perpetuity versus spending out. Too many foundations probably default to existing in perpetuity, and I think it's important to ask what is the time frame that makes sense. And for certain issues, for example, if you're working on climate change, you know, it's a little bit hard to reconcile the belief that climate change is threatening our planet with the establishment of a philanthropic entity to exist in perpetuity.
Phil Buchanan is president of the Center for Effective Philanthropy. Thank you so much for joining us, Phil.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.